World Beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
So, what do big oil and auto-tune have in common? Aside from the obvious that life would be better if we reduced our dependency on either of them, the T-Pain shares in nearly every Jamaican dancehall artist owes that weirdo flangey vocal effect in part to Exxon production research, and in particular, one oil industry scientist by the name of Andy Hildebrand. Handy Andy developed software for reflection seismology, a method of pinging the planet with reflective seismic waves to get a better idea of what is actually beneath our feet. It works magic for finding oil deposits, but Andy's passion was not crude. He also happened to be a professionally trained flautist, and one day in 96 or 97, someone made a fluke comment in his direction about how great it would be if there was a gadget that could keep singers in pitch. The idea came to Hildebrand like a blowout at an oil rig. Reflective seismology works by manipulating acoustic data. His software would become the template for AutoTune, which when used sanely and wisely by audio professionals, can adjust a pitchy delivery almost imperceptibly. I believe Britney Spears made a career out of it. Every gifted vocalist can benefit from AutoTune. The first vocal take at any session is usually the strongest, freshest, and most energized. If the producer wants a second pass to fix a pitchy line in the first chorus, say, the vocalist will be thinking of nothing else but nailing that note in the next go-round. AutoTune can fix an otherwise keeper performance, but like any powerful tool, it can also be wielded for evil. In 1998, some studio hotshot discovered that if you run Cher's voice through AutoTune at the most aggressive setting, it sounds kind of like C-3PO, and that's when the world changed, and not for the better. So, do you believe in life after AutoTune? My name is Cal Cote. Rocky Dewuni is a reggae artist and humanitarian from Ghana, whose forthcoming album will be called Branches from the Same Tree. I think he means us. Here's a sneak debut of the album's first single. Check out Rocky Dewuni, an African thriller from World Beat Canada Radio.
Boom, boom.
African thriller, na dance hall ruler. African thriller, na dance hall ruler. This be musical campaign. We gon' hit you without pain. Some of you but they complain, but they dance hall keep on moving. So my people no go be long before the weak hand go make strong. Now you know say nothing be wrong to move to this tempo all night long. Now liberation music. We go do rock, 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 rock with new foundation.
Compilation album celebrating all parts of Brazil on Arc Music. That was Vibracao by Leo and Giba, who are from Curabita in the state of Paraná, the eighth largest city in southern Brazil. Rocky Dewuni from Ghana before that, looking forward to his new album, Branches from the Same Tree, and African Thriller. This is Five Alarm Funk from their new one, Abandon Earth. It is a soundtrack to a sci-fi movie you'll never see about a giant robot that breaks through the Earth's crust and causes many cataclysms. Check out Robot from Five Alarm Funk.
Now I can see you.
your own backyard.
Beep, beep, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
That's a big robot. August 9th at Deer Lake Park in particular, the lineup for the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival has been announced and includes Big Sugar, Betty LaVette, and The Harpoonist and The Axe Murder. All great acts. Visit burnabybluesfestival.com for the details. Come out for a day of African music, dance, food, and culture. Edo, Friends of British Columbia presents African Musical Festival 2014 at Swan Guard Stadium, Saturday, August 9th, starting at noon, featuring Ezedi Unukulu and One Human Race, Ezra Quizera, Quasi, Phase 3 Steel Band, and more. August 10th, join Pacifica, Santa Lucia, Five Alarm Funk, whom we just heard from, Red Eye Empire, and many more local luminaries at Uptown Live in New Westminster at the Westminster Savings Performance Stage. And August 11th, Ed Henderson and Itmar Erez are playing at the Pyatt Hall. Acoustic Landscapes is the name of their production and musical journey from the Middle East to the West Coast. Two celebrated guitarists play their original compositions and new versions of well-known tunes. Tickets are $20, $25 at the door, and they're offering 20 tickets at $18 for the first 20 purchasers. And August 16th, join the dancers from all corners of the globe as DJs Mark Fournier and Michael Lycock spin from their newest and classic tunes that make people happy no matter where they're from. Electropical returns to the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island with African, Caribbean, Latin, Arabic, Indian, Persian, and Balkan beats. That's happening August 16th. Wired for Sound Mozambique is an incredible road trip project put together by Simon Atwell from Freshly Ground, the South African band. And the new release is a stunning 17-track compilation. We'll be talking with Simon for the backstory a little bit later on this program. Alpha Yaya Diallo gets together with Montreal's Quicksound for his 10th album, Mosalu, the title track, coming right up on this edition of World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote.
Hi, this is Alpha Yaya Diallo, and you are listening to The Beat of the World on World Beat Canada Radio.
Barana, 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 barana Barana, Barana.
A global music mix of the traditional and the unpredictable.
This is World Beat Canada.
Places far and wide, big and small, very small in the case of the island of Malta. That is Tribali, a Maltese band that met on the beach. Influences include Indian, Australian, African, heard the didgeridoo in there. That was Starchild from their album The Elephant of Lanka. Before that, Quick Sound and Alpha Yaya Diallo with Mosalu. Time for your touch of the familiar. When you think about Jamaica and you think about Bob, obviously you think about Marley, but this is from a compilation tribute called Is It Rolling Bob? A reggae tribute to the music of Bob Dylan. It is Sizzla with Subterranean Homesick Blues, your touch of the familiar.
Listen on those on the pavement, burning off the first government, the man in the trench coat. Bad joke laid off, says he got a bad cough, wanna get paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you need. John knows when, but you're doing it again. You died down the alleyway looking for a new friend, the man in the coon skin cap. In the big pen, wants $11 bills, you only got 10. black suit, talking the teeth up, plants in the bed, but the phone stops anyway. Why'd you say that's what many say? There must be an early mail order from the DA. Guaranteed, don't matter what you need, walk on your tiptoes, don't try no those. Better stay away from those that carry around firehouse. Keep a clean nose, watch those plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Well, hang around a inkwell. Things fell hard to tell if anything's gon' sell. Try hard, get barred, get back, right rail. Get jail, jump bell, don't stop, you don't fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by user cheaters. Six-time losers, hang around faithers. Girl by the whirlpool, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, watch your pocket meters. Get born, keep warm, girls come learn to dance. Get dressed, get blessed, try to be a success. Please or should please me, by give don't steal on shoplift. 20 years schooling, I'm the put on the day shift. But look out, kid, they keep it all in. You come up on the dance, or light yourself a fire torch. Wear your sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't wanna be a bum, get yourself a condom. The pump don't work, cause the bandits take the handles.
Hi folks, Andrew McPherson from Echo Deck here. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio, World Beat Canada.
Bamako, lot of my code on mad on mad on mad on no no no. Them sunny again, I be done by my pony on yeah. Put them sunny again, I be done by my phone. Hey, them sunny again, I be done by my phone, yeah.
Andrew McPherson and Echo Deck really nailed this one. The album is called Singing in Tongues, and that was Village in Me. Simon Atwell and his two companions took a 4x4, traveled from village to village through northern Mozambique, and captured 17 recordings of Sirius Gold. And we had a chance to talk with him about the whole project, which is not stopping at just Mozambique. This one's going to Malawi as well. That conversation and a brand new track are headed your way. You picked a great day to be with World Beat Canada Radio. Simon Atwell and his two colleagues decked out a 4x4 with solar panels, batteries, and recording gear and spent 2 months on a road, or lack thereof, trip around northern Mozambique, collecting musical performances of all genres from artists we may have never heard of until Wired for Sound Mozambique. He's on the line with the backstory. How you doing, Simon?
Hi, glad to be here. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
And by here, you're in Monaco, right?
Yeah, I'm with the band in Monaco, and we're playing at a high-end function here. Bit of royalty in the audience.
Talking about culture shock from Mozambique to Monaco.
Yeah, and world's a weird place.
Congratulations on a really inspiring accomplishment, Simon. You're like a modern-day Alan Lomax. How did you go about finding the talent to record? Was it just word of mouth?
It was a combination of a bunch of things. So we started out by talking to community radio stations. We actually partnered with a body that looked after community radio stations across all of Mozambique. And we identified radio stations in areas we thought we'd like to work in, either because they were remote and had been unexplored, or because we suspected there'd be some rich musical heritage to explore. And we chatted to them and saw them in the project and arrived. And a few of them had actually understood what we wanted to do and had gathered up a few of the local musicians. And where they hadn't, we spent a couple of days talking to the community, meeting the chief of the village, getting permissions, and just meeting people, going out to the streets, meeting people, just talking to various people in government, various people in radio, community leaders, and telling them, look, we were there for a week, we want to have a good time recording musicians. And that's pretty much how we went about it initially.
What kind of environments did you use to record in? Like, we were all of these outdoor situations?
We recorded in a whole host of different environments. We started out outdoors in an old Catholic missionary where they'd planted a whole lot of mango trees in very straight rows. And it was a beautiful, still day. So we actually managed to do quite a few outdoor recordings. And that was in Katandika, which is near the border of Zimbabwe. We drove up mountains. We recorded in old ruins, Portuguese ruins. We recorded in outbuildings, we recorded in hotel rooms, we recorded in, basically we looked for interesting places which were acoustically going to work and also visually going to work, because we obviously took photographs and filmed some of the recordings.
What would you say were your biggest challenges in this project?
Language was our biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Julio is from Mozambique and he speaks Portuguese, but the further north we went, the less Portuguese was spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to produce music, and especially with musicians who've never recorded before,
yeah,
some of them have never worked with instruments before, they're just singers, that was the biggest challenge. In addition to doing music recordings, we also did interviews with the artists.
Yeah.
We wanted to know what they were singing about, what the issues they were facing in their lives, the reality of living in North Mozambique. So we made a couple of radio documentaries as well.
That said, the tracks sound miraculously good. It must have been tricky for the folks back in South Africa where the recordings were mixed and mastered.
We took a lot of care with the recordings. We had great gear with us. AKG gave us a bunch of really nice microphones.
Nice.
And of course, we were using a solar power through battery into a high-end inverter, which gave us really clean power. A lot of the radio stations we worked with had really dirty power and it was, you know, full of clicks and things. You couldn't really record that well. And then when we took it back to South Africa, collaborated with a bunch of musicians based in South Africa and also based in Maputo. And also tried to take as much care as possible to keep the recordings good. But the guy who mixed it, Dave Langerman, did an amazing job. I mean, he really worked very hard.
Yeah.
And I think he turned it into a beautiful sounding album.
World Beat Canada Radio is on the air with Simon Atwell about the incredible audio odyssey Wired for Sound Mozambique. See some beautiful images and check out the map to orient yourself with the scope of this project at wiredforsound.co.za. Simon, tell us about your partners in this, Julio and Kim.
Yeah, Julio's actually born in Maputo in Mozambique, and he moved to Cape Town about 10 years ago to study music at the University of Cape Town. And he joined the band in about 2002, so I'm in a band from South Africa called Freshly Ground.
That's a great band.
Yeah, people would have heard of it, with the World Cup and Shakira and Waka Waka, we collaborated on that song. That's where most folk around the world kind of recognize us from. And he joined the band, and he's been wanting to explore Mozambique, the musical heritage. He's always wanted to get up north. He's never been up north before. So this was a great opportunity for him to explore what he's always wanted to do. And Kim Winter works at SAFM, which is the South African national broadcaster, and she produces and presents there. So her background's in radio, and she was in charge of the interviews and coordinating with the community radio station.
Who are the dudes on the album cover? That shot just makes you want to dig into the album all the more.
Yeah, right. Those guys are an amazing story. On our way traveling to the east of the country, we had 5 days off, and Kim and I decided to go and spend some time exploring the Nyasa Nature Reserve, which sits right at the top of Mozambique, just on the border with Tanzania. And we went into the park and we met the rangers and we met friends with them, and we spent an amazing 5 days exploring the park, which is huge. I mean, the scale of the place is amazing. And they told us about these guys who used to work for the park. They were ex-rangers, and they'd made themselves a band. They'd made all the instruments, all the guitars, the drum kit. They've fashioned the amplifiers. They've done everything themselves. So what we did was we spoke to them, and we actually arranged to come all the way back at the end of the trip specifically to meet up with them and record them. After we'd spent the day recording with them, and we actually put on a performance that evening in front of a fire outdoors. It was a really magic experience. And one of the great spin-offs is that those guys from the John Eater band, they're called, are actually now heading to Denmark. They're doing a cultural exchange in September this year, so they're going over for 2 weeks.
Good for them. Next stop for you is Malawi, right? Anything in particular you're looking forward to capturing there?
We actually traveled through Malawi on the way to Mozambique, and we stayed at a lodge and made some friends in the south of the country, in Malawi. And they told us about some old musicians who play accordions, which we're quite excited to go and explore. Apparently there's a group of aging accordion players, and they were very keen for us to try and find them and record them before they died. So yeah, we're excited. We're going again to 4 radio stations. We're going right up to the north of Malawi and then working our way down.
Well, I wish you continued success with your great work and the lovely music that you're bringing to our ears. We've only just scratched the surface in exploring this album on our program. So many great tracks to share. But we'll wrap this up with Mozambique Alelo. So tell us about this person called Harry Potter.
Ila de Mozambique it's only about 3.5 kilometers long and about 1 kilometer wide. It's a very small island, very densely populated, very beautiful, full of rustic old buildings and a lot of history associated with the trade in spices, trade in humans. It's a remarkable place to go and visit. And the only way you access the island is a one-way 3-kilometer bridge, which is quite an interesting experience in itself. Anyway, we were wandering the island one evening, and we were at the old fort, and approaching the old fort. And I turned to Kim and I said, I wonder when this dates back to. And we're having this debate about whether it was an 18th or a 17th century fort. And this voice pops up behind us and says, so you guys are interested in Ireland? And it's this English-speaking guy who'd learned to speak, I think, seven languages. He's a young tour guide on the island. He has a bit of a history on the island. He's banned from quite a few hotels. He has a colorful past. But incredibly talented, and he actually came up with the song Mozambique Olo, which is a celebration of his grandfather's heritage and the old traditional qualities which he hopes to maintain, that is, his grandfather passed down to him, sort of moral qualities and a way of life in Mozambique which he hopes to maintain. And I think it's a really strong track.
Dependencia, tempo tananano, nitu tinjene, torugunua, tinjene, torugunua, elabonila, ashipapehu, karero hawa. Tempo, tirale, ashipapehu, Carero hawa, que tempo, tirale, que tempo, tirale. Mozambique lelo, Mozambique ae, Mozambique lelo, ae, Mozambique lelo, Mozambique ae, Mozambique lelo. Tuniela ti yunuale, masu atuale mukalai, ela pozota weneta wene, yano ni tukumane kesana, ela poyo rera, yo rera sanene, sana 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 sa, baka salama.
Abapu yanigi meraka, mtulaka, hanoki wele laka. Tempo wayariaka Kawaraka Ekataka yanama Agolono Yani managa ni baramatuya Yani barakante kuta mitinya Otene tiranea Ela boyela Etunya torugunu elelo Ela boyorera
Kumaroa teko ni wayan Teko kunavara ehopa Ehopa sin chene Me anokin wawa Kekakakampangara
Mozambique lelo Mozambique ae Mozambique lelo Ae Mozambique lelo Mozambique ae Mozambique lelo Ae Mozambique lelo Mozambique lelo, ah, Mozambique lelo, ah,
Hogwarts. Mozambique, Elilo. From Wired for Sound, my thanks again to Simon Atwell for the incredible story about an incredible journey, which is going to continue in Malawi. I can't wait for that one, too. And I want to congratulate him and his cohorts on doing amazing work. You know, this is really important to preserve this stuff and to make it available to Western ears, because it's a great, big, beautiful world out there. And there's a lot more than what you hear on the radio here in North America, let me tell you. All information, photos, and artist stories and music about Wired for Sound Mozambique are on site. That's wiredforsound.co.za. We'll take our own road trip with Trick Baby next, who drove a Chevy to the Devi on World Beat Canada Radio. There's a combination you don't hear too often. Cajun and Psychedelia from Lost Bayou Ramblers. Their new one is called Mammoth Waltz, all the way from Lafayette, Louisiana. We saw them up at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. They just blew away the crowd that beautiful sunny day. My name's Cal Coat. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist Radio, which can be heard Sundays at 4 Pacific Time on AM 1470 CJVB Radio in Vancouver. And a big shout to our affiliate stations, especially like to welcome new listeners to Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio, and Geneva Community Radio in Geneva, New York. Also, our listeners at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, BC, CJUC The Juice in Whitehorse, Radio Laurier in Waterloo, YWAPLP in West Virginia, CJMP Community Radio in Powell River, and Trapper Radio in Windsor, Ontario. Traditionally, we step away for 1 week at this point in time on the calendar. That is the 9th through the 16th. Patricia Fraser from Celt in a Twist and myself will be heading to Lake Country, and we encourage you to rediscover one of our archived broadcasts. You'll find them at Mixcloud, also at our blog page, which is calcopyrite.com, at our homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, at the iTunes store as a free subscription, and you know where to find us at the radio share sites. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you in 7 days. Our last sound goes to Das Carie from Portugal, their second album, Eterno Returno, and Irreal. But our last word goes to Thornton Wilder, a U.S. playwright and novelist, who said, 99% of the people in the world are fools, and the rest of us are in great danger of contagion. Oh, Calcopyrite Communications.